WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing listings right from your desktop. Our dear friend in Salt Lake City with the trust team, Christy DeMose, is the senior manager for Seller Trust, and she's staying with us to answer your questions, so please call in 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And Melissa is right now going through those phone calls, and we'll have them on the air in just a moment.
Groovy.
But in the meantime, also you can contact us using the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay Radio player, the one you're listening to us on right now, and type it in, and we're happy to look them over and see if we can get them to Christy. George in Las Vegas, Nevada, known on eBay as Jay Formoni. George, what's your question or comment?
Hi, how you doing? Glad you guys are out there. I got a question for Christine. I've been trying to, you know, I've had this top seller rating, and I value it a lot, not only for the discount, but, you know, for that little symbol on my listing, and my percentage has been stuck there for, like, it happens to me a lot where it just gets stuck at a spot, and, like, I'm looking at it right now just to go over, just to be able to give you some numbers. And so since the third or the fourth, I have a 1.89, and it's been like that since the third or fourth. And I see here I've shipped in that time almost 30 packages, maybe about 28 packages.
Mm-hmm.
Yet that number doesn't go up or down. Is that changed every certain month, every month, or every, how often do they look at that? How often is it updated?
Hey, George, thank you so much for calling in. That's a great question. So how often do we basically look at that defect rate? So the way that it works is we do an evaluation on the 20th of every month. And so for sellers who have sold over 400 items in a three-month period, they're on what we call a three-month look-back. So what that means is we have an evaluation actually coming up here on September 20th. So on September 20th, what we'll do is we'll go back and we'll look at your sales from, what will that be, July and August, and then we'll calculate your defects against your transactions, and we'll show you an updated defect rate on September 20th. And the reason there's a lag from the end of August to September 20th is we have to kind of wait for that data to quote-unquote mature, but really all that means simply is that if we did the evaluation up to the most recent date, we wouldn't really have a true signal of what happened on the transaction. So, of course, we have to wait a couple weeks to see, you know, if any buyer requests come in or if anything might happen with the transaction. So that's one reason you probably don't see it move on a daily basis, is we don't really do the quote-unquote evaluation until the 20th of every month.
So we thank you very much for your call, George. I hope we answered your question on that one. Sebastian in Rochester, New York, known on eBay as Piccolo007. Sebastian, what's your question or comment?
My comment is this. I don't think buyers fully understand the what they do when they leave a negative feedback. I think they just think it's kind of like an opinion. You'll say, oh, yeah, I didn't like this transaction. But in reality, it can really hurt the seller, as you know, and I've experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
My situation was, you know, I tried to fully resolve the buyer's request, and I refunded them, did everything possible, and even called them on the phone, and, you know, just to make sure everything was okay. And even after all that, they still, the person's issue was, well, you called me. I didn't get a response from you. I need to know this answer because it was near the end of the month, so my seller fees are about to get charged. I had to make sure I had to get an extra refund, and people always respond to email. So, you know, I figured give the person a call and see what's going on, if it arrived, if they liked it. And she said, yeah, no problem, the item. But I was like, but I don't get why you called me. So after that, she left me a negative. She's like, yeah, she sent me a message later. She's like, yeah, I'm going through a marriage, this and that. I'm under a lot of stress. Which, you know, I my condolences and whatnot. But, I mean, factors like that, I resolved everything she wanted to do. There's nothing problem with the item or the shipping. She just had a problem me calling.
And that's why, as of February, feedback will no longer count in seller performance standards.
Yep, exactly, Sebastian. Yeah, I would echo Griff. That's one of the reasons is we know that sometimes negative neutral feedback, and a lot of times it is an indicator that something went wrong. However, we also know that just like you mentioned, our sellers work so hard to resolve the issue and make it right that that's what we want to measure on is, again, that part that you control, which is making it right. So your comment exactly aligns to a lot of the reasons that we're making these changes. It's to kind of try to remove that buyer opinion and really, you know, measure sellers more on the more, you know, clear things that we can and removing more of that buyer opinion. So I'm sorry to hear you had that experience, but also, like Griff said, super one of the real main reasons we are not going to count it again starting on February 20th.
So this is a good point, Christy.
I mean, I think a solution is too could be, you know, before the person drops the negative, maybe another page or something pops up saying, you know, hey, you know, this can really hurt someone's business. Are you sure you want to proceed with this? Or, you know, just be sure you know what you're doing. Did the person resolve your issue? Are you sure you want to do this? And that can maybe solve a lot. Because I don't think buyers fully understand what they're doing when they drop a negative or a neutral.
I think the decision, we've gone over the interstitial page issue with feedback for almost 15 years now. And the decision is that it actually it would bias the feedback. The decision and the remedy for this situation was to remove feedback from consideration in seller performance standards. As of February, if somebody leaves you a negative neutral, it has zero impact on your account. I think this is probably a really good place to remind people, do not assume anything about the new standards. You must read them, and you must read them completely, because I'm seeing, not a lot, but I'm still seeing a lot of sellers who are like pulling out their hair based on unfounded assumptions about what we just announced, and they're not reading the text and understanding just how good these are. So go to eBay. On the bottom of any eBay page, there's a link to the Seller Information Center. If you click it, on the left-hand side, there's a thing for Seller News, and on the Seller News page, you will find a link for the Seller Updates for 2015 for the fall. Click it and read everything. It's your duty and responsibility as a seller and business owner to make sure you are informed.
And Sebastian, this all sounds like good news for you. Thank you so much for your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Okay, Christine, we have a question sent to us by our Contact Us. First of all, what he does is he gives the we ship out the same day if an item is paid by 5 p.m. EDT. That's him. And then he copied from the seller update. And then he said, I can't find anywhere explaining how we will be affected when an item is paid for at 4:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we don't get it to the post office by our handling time of 5 p.m. I realize that we're okay if the item gets to our customer by the estimated delivery time, but if I'm missing this somewhere, it would eliminate one of the three conditions that will be recognized for our handling time.
Yeah, see, this is again a misunderstanding. I'll let Christy explain.
Yeah, good, thanks. So great question. So there's a couple pages on the site that talk about the cutoff. So, and Griff, tell me if you were going to say the same thing. You might have a special Griff way. I know you know all the secrets of handling it. But what I was going to say is, like, one thing you can do is you can actually set your cutoff time to where you'll do same day. And so it's up to you to set that. And so you can set it at a time that you can meet. And then also in that situation, the acceptance scan is the first thing we look at. But keep in mind, it's not the only thing. So in that situation, I'm sure that the item still typically gets delivered on time. So as long as we also have a delivery scan showing that it was on time, you would also be good. So that's kind of one way I would think about handling it. And Griff, what other suggestions do you have?
So there's a misunderstanding I'm seeing that now eBay is requiring acceptance scans. That is not true. And I would hate to see any seller go through a lot of hoops dragging their parcels to get them to the post office for a delivery scan. We do want you to get your item into the mail within your stated handling time. If everything else goes wrong, which means that there's no other tracking and there's nothing to show that it was delivered, and the seller says, no, the item wasn't delivered in time, if there's not an acceptance scan, then you won't be protected. So think of it as one step in the process, which can help you in a case where everything else goes off the rails. But please do not change your business practices where now you're going to be obsessed with acceptance scans. We would not do that. It's just because it's not, it's a very huge inconvenience to drag things to the post office to get them scanned. One of the things that we're going to be pushing, Lee and I have talked about this, Christy, is if you're not using the free pickup service for USPS, mm-hmm. or if you have another carrier using their pickup services, you got to start doing it. It'll just change your life. You set up the appointment for the carrier to come out. They scan on pickup, and you don't even have to worry about it. So instead of making those inefficient trips to the post office every day, let the post office come to you. And it'll save you a lot of
hassle. I love it. Yep, definitely. I could not echo you more, which is like acceptance scan is one thing we look at. It's not required. It's not the only thing. It's just one way that you, exactly. So love the way you talked about that.
So that was from Tim Hartwick, Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's known on eBay as Global Mart Plus, and I'm sure we answered his question. In the meantime, Patty in Miami, known as the Shopping Mom, too, is on the line with us. Hi, Patty. What's your question or comment today?
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good.
Well, basically it's more or less for Christine. Also, I wanted to go ahead and congratulate Griff for keeping it all close and tight with this news. I don't know how you did it, Griff. I mean, I would have been like jumping up and down and screaming.
Okay, you gotta hold on. Hold on for us, Patty. We'll
be
right back.
It's easy. I want to keep my job. That's great motivation. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Give us a call and talk to Christy here at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn: Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 337.
When you call eBay's customer service, you're looking for a successful happy outcome. Top-rated seller CBay, C-I-E-B-A-Y, has this advice when making that call.
Well, first thing I like to do is check my emotions at the door, and I try to come armed with a smile. Usually, if you do that, then the other person on the customer service rep that you're going to receive is going to be able to help you a little bit more if you're, in my case, not erratic and, going off.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We're discussing the new seller performance standards that were announced as part of the fall seller update for 2015. We're here with Christy Demo. She's called in from her office in Salt Lake City. Christy is the eBay Senior Manager for Seller Trust, and she works really hard on these projects. And I got to ask you this before we go on. Christy, if you had to rate this 1 to 10 in the amount of work that was put into this, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, I think I would rate it like a 100, 11.
Yeah. It goes to 11, good.
Got it right.
And when last we left, we were speaking with Patty in Miami. She's known as the shopping mom, too, and a little bit of business before we go to Patty. We'll be asking you to call in and share your favorite We Are 20 moment. We've decided to carry that over to Thursday.
Oh, great.
So if you don't get in for that today, no problem. Thursday, we're going to be taking your 10-second little bits, and we're going to be giving you eBay logo items as a prize for calling in. So don't worry if you can't get in today, okay? Let's go back to Patty. Patty, what's your question or comment?
Okay, so, Christine, this is what I like to go ahead and point out, okay? With the acceptance scan, okay, it says on the acceptance scan that the USPS employee has to scan this upon pickup or receipt of mail, okay? I hear a lot of people complaining that their carriers are not doing that, and I would like to have either you or Griff address this, where we can go ahead and call and complain to the post office for not doing that, because they are required according to, you know, their
okay,
their
Patty,
policy.
Thank you for that. Yes. What do you think, Christine?
Yeah, Patty, great question. So we do hear that from sellers a bit. It's like, hey, my postal service isn't doing a great job with that. So actually a couple things here. So to the conversation on the last caller is, don't obsess too much over the acceptance scan. It's a great way to like ensure that you're good to go, but it's not the only thing. So keep in mind that if it gets delivered on time, you are still good. The acceptance scan by itself is not required. It's just one way that like if we see it, you're good and you don't have to worry anymore. But again, that delivery scan will still get there. And usually when I talk to sellers about this, they say, oh yeah, usually it still gets delivered on time. So that's one thing. And then agree, like we definitely want the USPS to do a better job with this. And in fact, our shipping team is actually working with them now and has been over the past many months to improve this, because we know that buyers also look for this information and they like seeing it as well. So so definitely feel free to, you know, talk to your postal service if they're not doing a great job. And then also know that our shipping team looks at this and works at this, kind of to Griff's question. They work so hard on this to make sure that the post office is doing a good job. And we've seen a huge amount of improvement, and we only expect it to continue to improve. So totally understand where you're coming from. And again, just do everything you can. Get it there on time. It'll likely get delivered on time, and you'll still be good. And then know that we are definitely working with those shipping partners to improve
right.
it.
And to Christy's point, we had a webinar recently about shipping and what that question came up. We had a representative from USPS with us on the webinar, and she said what to do in a case like that is to go to the USPS website. There's a contact us link. Send them an email with the details, the zip code, the location of the post office. They are looking for this specifically. Remember, eBay sellers are, as a group, their biggest customer in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
They will contact that office, and they will coach them about what to do.
All right. We hope we've helped you, Patty. Thank you so much for your call. We have time for one more call this particular segment. Paula in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as MCDAL_5484. Paula, what's your question or comment?
Yes, hi. Recently, actually since July, I've been battling back and forth with eBay, and my question is this. I am more so, quote, a specialty store, because the items I sell are not your everyday items. Actually, what I sell are hoist and crane parts. I actually sell used hoist and new/used hoist. I feel that I've been penalized because my one problem is that I did drop below the standard, and we have been fervently trying to get this back up. And the one thing that I keep coming back, keeps coming back from eBay, is that sell, sell, sell. Well, it's kind of tough to do when I've got a 10-ton running crane hoist that I have up for sale for $15,000, but it's a specialty item. It may sit there for a year, but then somebody may come along and buy it, but it's not something that's an everyday item. I was wondering how eBay would be feeling about reflecting on people that do have items that are not readily sold, that I can't sell 100 items during a week. Is this going to reflect upon my selling status? And as of right now, my unlimited status is I don't have it because I fell below standard. How can I get that back before February? Because I'm struggling here.
So you would need to send me an email, and I'm happy to forward it to someone to take a look for coaching. And you can send that to me at griff@ebay.com. But we can't really discuss individual account issues on the air. Note that there are many people who I'm assuming you're selling in business and industrial.
That is correct.
Right. And there are many sellers who sell there. Happy to take a look, give you some pointers, and see what can be done to help your account. Send it to griff@ebay.com, include all details, and I will forward it on to the right person.
Now, there's a woman who can't keep her inventory in her guest room.
I guess not.
Thank you so much, Paula, for your phone call. And Griff's going to help you out there as much as he can.
Great.
Well, gosh, we're almost at an end. It went so fast. We could have kept John for 6 hours, Christy.
I know. I would have loved, darn it. Well, I'll just have to come back soon.
Please.
Let's have you back.
Melissa? She wants to come back soon.
Absolutely.
You're one of our favorite guests, and we can't wait to have you back on again. Christy, thanks so much. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, when we return in our second hour, updates to returns right here on eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Endicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Endicia.com/eBay Radio.